move on to other issues, because leaders' questions today, as we might expect, Gabby, at the departure of Joe Biden, the cross-party togetherness that was heralded by the arrival of the American president, was back out the window at leaders' questions all this week. Housing back on the agenda, not just the lifting of the eviction ban, but also incentives to builders, etc., etc. It was firmly centre stage, even more so perhaps than Robert Watt this week.
Yeah, very much so. Housing back right at the top of the agenda after all of our happy-go-lucky Irishness last week. So our own paper, the Irish Independent, reported today of this package of measures that the government is working on to try and, you know, help out developers a little bit in the building of homes. So we're hearing government talking about how much money we have in the coffers, billions and billions that are swimming around. So it's very understandable why TDs are standing up on the dole and saying, well, why don't you give some of that money to the people that are struggling? So perhaps this package, so the way it's going to work, you know, as we're hearing, is that it'll be sort of subventions through cost rental housing to address that issue of viability, which has been a massive issue for builders. You know, they're saying, we do have the planning permission, we're not building the homes because it's not viable. So that's the government aims, is to try and, you know, speed up the house building process. But look, it's not an issue that's going to be solved in a couple of months. And I think certainly over the next 12 months, there's going to be a big focus on the government to see how many houses they can actually get built and deliver.
All right. Fergus O'Dowd, the CEO of Glenveagh, was on Primetime just before we came on air, and he was saying that house builders, by and large, are exhausting a lot of the planning permissions they have for housing. The ones they're not exhausting are apartments, and that's where the biggest pinch point with viability is. But apartments aren't necessarily what's most needed. What's needed are houses. So that problem still persists.
It does, but the figures actually for the first quarter of this year, the number of homes commenced was 7,300, which is the highest since we started keeping CSO records. So houses are being built. He's right there and you're right there. The question is, if you're building apartments, and I've spoken to builders, it's not just like building a house, because you have to build all the apartments, you've got the common areas, you've got the finished ones. So the money that you borrow, it's very hard to get a return because you can't sell till they're all finished, basically. So the question is there assistance needed? And if there is, I have no issue with supporting that. The biggest problem we actually have is shortage of workers, skilled workers in the workforce to build the houses we need to build. And that's the biggest problem that I see.
Right. Niall O'Donnell, if builders need help in order to build apartment blocks in a viable fashion, when they're concerned about inflation, when they're concerned about the cost of credit and anything else, is it worth giving them a dig out to make those completions happen?
Well, the first thing I would say, Colm, is that the biggest problem here isn't a lack of workers. The biggest problem here is the abject failure of government over decades to deal with this issue properly. But it's important to say there is, of yet, as I understand it, no proposals actually on the table. So we'd have to see the detail of any of those proposals to properly assess the merits of it. Now, based on what's been reported in the Irish Independent today, many of us would have concerns. Like a bailout for large developers, it might increase, and that's a might increase supply, but house prices are still going to remain completely out of reach for ordinary workers and families, ordinary people out there who are in need of accessing those homes. So money instead should be provided to local authorities and approved housing bodies to provide genuinely affordable housing for working people and families. As has been said already earlier this week, the Stability Programme update, it's projecting really strong tax receipts in the years ahead. So there's an improvement there in the position in relation to public finances. That's welcome, of course it is, but it's strengthens the state's capacity to address persistent failures by the government in the provision of housing and indeed in health services as well. So that's where I think focus needs to be directed.
Padraig Tobin, if the viability, if builders are worried about the upfront costs of finishing things like apartment schemes, they're worried about credit, they're worried about the inflation of materials and that, is it worth helping them out to get those schemes built?
Well, first of all, Fergus mentioned that there was 7,000 starts. You know, that equates to 28,000 bills at the end of the year if the same
29,000 actually we're talking.
So well, it's a figure that's still 20,000 less that's needed. So
that's what I'm saying.
That's a serious point. The second thing is I'd be very very cautious about the government starting to give big chunks of money to developers. We've had terrible relationships between the likes of Fianna Fáil and developers in this country for many many a long year, and you know I do think that there's problems with cost.
All right, but should those optics get in the way of pragmatic solutions, if it indeed it is a pragmatic solution?
But there's lots of pragmatic solutions that the government are not even focusing on. So one of the major problems is that the market is distorted in Ireland. So you have these big REITs coming in with very low taxes, and they're able to exert enormous power within the market. That advantage needs to be taken off them. You have 25,000 Airbnb short-term lets currently, when you've only about 1,000 long-term lets in the market. That's another distortion within the market. You have 160,000 empty houses in the state. Now, I wouldn't mind if some of that money were to actually go to people so that some of those empty houses could actually be brought back into use. That I would prefer in that scenario. But I would be for getting rid of VAT, for example, on the construction of homes.
Is that not the same thing?
It goes some of the way, but I wouldn't trust giving a subsidy to a.
But you're, what's getting rid of
because
that?
The point is that I don't believe that subsidy is going to be passed on to the customer necessarily. I think once you give a subsidy to a builder, we've had this before, that subsidy does not end up necessarily in the pocket of the consumer.
Well, it'll be cost rental housing. I mean, that's the point, that if you have cost rental social housing, you are paying market rents. Is it 75%, 70% below market rate? So you're already paying a lower amount. And I also will dispute.
Some of those can be quite high.
I think some of the figures quoted was, you know, the likes of 1,500 quid. For
we've got to use whatever mechanism we can to build more homes. The proposal, we don't know what it is. It's in the Independent. Obviously, Dara Bryan is quoted in that story as well. Right. So hopefully he'll come to us with clarity in that.
I'll come back to that. Another thing that came up, it came up twice during leaders' questions today, was in exchanges between Fine Gael and Sinn Féin, was Fine Gael raising Sinn Féin's record on housing in Northern Ireland. Here's Simon Coveney from leaders' questions yesterday and Mary Lou McDonald, the Sinn Féin leader, responding.
If you look at Northern Ireland, you've had the last two housing ministers there. Do you know how many social houses were actually built and completed last year in Northern Ireland? Less than 900. That's a decrease on the previous year of 36%. So, Deputy, you might take a look at your own performance before you start lecturing this side of the House on housing delivery.
The critical distinction between here and the North is that here, public finance isn't the issue. There it is. There, the block grant and the Tories are an issue. Ciarán Cóirla, I don't have the space to elaborate beyond that.
Gabby, that's those kinds of exchanges, they're a bit of a pattern at this stage, aren't they?
Yeah, it was actually a new charge from Fine Gael. I haven't remembered that one before. But also I think Leo Varadkar made a similar point where he said even if it was proportionally, even if the proportions were the same, we're still building, or his government is still building more homes here. Look, it's not very helpful to the onlooker, but I suppose Fine Gael's warning would be that, okay, if you're going to vote for Sinn Féin, they're promising big things on housing, look at what they're doing in the North.
Right. Fergus O'Dowd, well, you're not doing a very good job either, isn't the strongest line
of
attack,
sure,
is it?
Whatever you might think of what I might say, the ESRI say that our expenditure in housing as a proportion of our GNP is the most relevant measure, and it's over double the EU and the Euro 27 average.
That's the point Mary Lou McDonald was making, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but the point is we are spending the money. I pointed out the problems we have with building certain type of homes, and I've also pointed out that we're completing, we started more homes this year than in the last since 2015.
So do you accept there's a distinction between the conditions under which the government here is operating and the conditions under which a Sinn Féin housing minister would be operating in the North, were the Assembly to be even
Well, I mean,
the,
you know, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. They're not building in the North. They're building less this year or last year than the year before.
Niall O'Donnell.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing I would say, Colm, is that I really wish Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael would stop using the North and the situation in the North as a political football. It's amusing listening to some of this when you talk about finances, when we found out the recent revelation that Dara Bryan failed to spend 1 billion euro of his capital budget for social and affordable homes since 2020. So I think it's a bit brass neck for the government to try and lecture Sinn Féin, not least, and Fergus knows this. Fergus knows the circumstances and the arrangements of government in the North are entirely different, and we are vastly different in terms of the level of control and access we have to public finances and how those finances are spent. I know with the Sinn Féin minister, Deirdre Hargey, we outlined a vision for an absolutely transformed programme of social housing, and that is within the restricted confines in which the executive in the north operates. So listen.
So what is the barrier? Is it a matter of prioritisation?
Is there an issue with housing in the north? Of course there is. Do we need the institutions back up and running to try and at least alleviate some of that problems? Of course we do. And rather than fling mud across the chamber, I think it's actually beneath Simon Coveney, given the work that he's done here in the north as a former foreign affairs minister.
Right.
We would be better
focusing
our energies on getting the institutions back up and running, being sure that we can support.
I think there'll be bonfires in Ballymurphy tonight, knowing that Fine Gael have taken an interest in what's going on in the north of Ireland.
it might surprise you that we've been to Ballymurphy and we've met the family.
Stand there as well.
Unlike you.
And, stand there. Give representation to all Irish people, and don't be just a regional political party. But anyways, let's get back to the issue of housing here. There is an issue here. And housing is in crisis in the north of Ireland. There's 45,000 people on the housing waiting list in the north. There's 4,500 people homeless currently in the north. And I don't think the Sinn Féin have enough ambition in relation to this. Yes, the block grant is the problem, but we need to be devolving fiscal powers from London to Belfast. Scotland's 22% of Scotland's budget
okay,
is actually...
Okay, but on that point, what if Aintu operates in the north as well, so what taxes would you raise to fund housing?
Well, for example... we want to see the corporation tax that the executive actually have power over.
You want to see that raised
we
or
want
dropped?
We want to see equalised with the south of Ireland. We want to see...
Do you want to see it at 12.5% or 15%?
We want to see it 15%. And I'll tell you why. Because right now the north is in an economic sweet spot. It's access to the European market and to the British market. If it had the same taxation rate, corporation tax, as the south, with a lower labour cost... It would actually be a very attractive place for foreign direct investment, which would create funds to be able to spend on these types of things.
All right. Well, harmony between...
Colm, an important point to remember is that we don't actually have any tax generating or revenue powers in the north.
You have corporation tax. That's there the last 8 years.
But let me say that the Sinn Féin Finance Minister, Conor Murphy, addressed those issues when he launched the Fiscal Commission's report. He initiated that, and the findings from that report, of course, should be implemented in order. I agree with Potter in this sense, in that we need greater devolution, we need greater control, we need greater say over our own destiny, and ultimately we need Irish unity.
Is that your finances are not appropriate, in that you don't have the recommendation this week that there have to be new taxes introduced to make the economy more viable? Right. You have huge structural problems in water, in housing, and so on. So there's huge issues up there that need to be
absolutely
dealt with.
Partition
and I agree with
first.
You. It's not just about partition. It's about managing the resources that you have.
Okay.
And it's about
right.
getting people...
Okay.